extract.
Welcome to America Tonight. So we have a lot of doubts surrounding immigration reform. While we have a new ambassador to China and our Senate rejects the jobless benefits, this is a tug of war that no one's winning. Same with immigration. Don't look for anything to happen there either. As far as who the new ambassador is, Max Baucus, 96-0. Easy to confirm the senator as the ambassador to China. In the meantime, Democrats fretting over the coattails of Obama and the 2014 midterm elections. Nancy Pelosi tries to quell the fears by saying the president won't drag down Democrats in the midterms. But the approval ratings say something different as they've dipped below 50% in most polls, leading the president to tell Senate Democrats this week that he'd avoid those places where a visit could harm a candidate's standing. So he gets it. If the president's saying, listen, if you don't want me there, that's cool. I don't have to go there. Pelosi says, absolutely not. We're very proud of our president and what he stands for. But he won't jeopardize anybody's chances. I don't know. Do you think that's true or do you think, no, he's a reminder of what hasn't happened? I'm going to remind you that coming up in our next segment, we have our cheap movie review. Three movies we're going to look at. Vampire Academy, I know you can't wait. The Monuments Men, I know a lot of people that'll go see that. And the Lego Movie, if you have kids, you're probably already there. The Lego Movie. Legos talking and walking. What will they come up with next? The Monuments Men is supposed to be pretty good. It's an interesting concept. Hey, we talk about the popularity of the president being in the dumps. Despite controversy, Duck Dynasty is doing nothing but flourishing. In fact, Duck Dynasty and NASCAR cut a deal. They're going to sponsor the upcoming April 6th Sprint Cup race, the Duck Commander 500. So that means you have extra money when you're doing that. The Duck Commander 500. It's the spring race at Texas. So the Robertsons will be a big part of what's happening at the track. Probably be grand marshals, make appearances on race weekend. What a coup for the track in Texas. Because they couldn't be more popular. Goes back to that whole thing with controversy sells. So they were already popular to begin with, and then you just throw in a little bit of controversy, and it explodes beyond belief. So that's a big coup for that Texas Motor Speedway, because they got swagger. And the swagger is paying off for them, to be sure. Jay Leno is done as the host of the Tonight Show. There have only been 5 people who have hosted the Tonight Show. And so much was made about Johnny Carson's successor and who would it be and what would happen. And then Jay Leno took over and it was pretty smooth sailing. Not in the very beginning because there were arguments over that, Letterman or Leno. But it was pretty smooth sailing until a couple of years ago when Conan O'Brien gets the Tonight Show. and then has it taken away from him, and Jay Leno comes back. It was very, very awkward. But on Thursday, Jay Leno wasn't talking about awkwardness. He just filled in the blanks for everybody. He did a couple of funny skits, had some people on, and that's it. 22 years is a very, very long time. How many of you, what's the longest you have held your job? What's the longest anybody listening to me has held their job? You think about that for a few seconds, and then you realize 22 years is such a long time. I have a friend that couldn't afford to send her to college, and she went to work when she was 18, and she's maybe the best in the whole crowd because she stayed at one place, she's worked at one place, and she's moved up through the ranks. And she's pretty well compensated for what she does. So how great is that? A job that you like and where they will actually pay you for it? That's like jackpot when that happens. So maybe she hit the, Anne Marie, her name is, maybe she hit the jackpot after all. Speaking of things that are going on in the Hill. You know, there's a buzz over the Beatles because it's how long since the Beatles came to the United States? A long time. Life magazine is celebrating 50 years after the British invasion, and they've got all these cool old pictures of all the Beatles in there. And we're going to have one of the editors from Life magazine on the show to talk about that, compiling it and how crazy people are for the Beatles, and that hasn't died down very much. That's why there's 70 rock stations and they program it all in, and part of what they usually program in, without a doubt, like clockwork, is the Beatles. Because even today there are so many rabid fans. You think of older acts and who would make it. The Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and then I'm not sure from there, but the Beatles absolutely were on a different plane than everybody else, and they just waited for other people to try to get on because they were so dominant in the music business, so dominant. And Mick Jagger was too, but touring-wise, it seems like the Beatles did a ton of that. I mean, an absolute ton of it. They blanketed areas and they came up with some jobs for some people, which is good news, because that's part of the problem. The disenfranchised and then just giving up, but to have someone actually give them a steer them in the right direction, get them hired at a company, is very, very, very big. All right, coming up again, like I said, we will definitely hit the movie scene. We haven't done that in a couple of weeks. I was wondering if you were missing it. It's always fun to hear what's next in the movies, because it's, to me, ultimately the great escape. So we have three movies. You might not like any of them, so it might be a weekend for streaming, but we're going to tell you about them next on America Tonight. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We got three of them that we're going to look at this time around. But, you know, there's always that case where I tell you what's coming out of the movies, but there's always the case for movies that you haven't seen. Probably a lot of you don't get out and see very many movies. You're busy, you're not interested, yada yada, whatever reason. I would say this, Matthew McConaughey is up for an Oscar for the Dallas Buyers Club, and it was awesome. He plays a guy who has unprotected sex with, of course, a prostitute, a woman who has AIDS. He can't believe it because he's this bull rider, virile guy. How did he get AIDS? And it's a, I don't want to ruin the whole story, but he gets it, and the movie is great. He's so good in this movie. And the story isn't hokey, ridiculous. It's just a story about what he did. And it's good. I think across the board, anyone listening to America Tonight, you would dig Clooney in it. I mean, Clooney, you would dig Matthew McConaughey in it because he is that powerful. And it's interesting because he's a Texas guy and he really plays the real life character to a T. To a T. We're trying to get Matthew to come on the show and hopefully we'll do that before the Oscars. He's really slammed. If not then, probably after the Oscars. And he has a really good chance to win one. Good for him. So I would recommend that movie. You can get it for like $2, I think, on Netflix or $3 or whatever it is. Because now it still might be in the theaters, but it's out there where you can just rent it too as well. So I saw that one and I give that a 10. An absolute 10. He's great in it. And everybody else in the cast is good too as well. So there's my recommendation. If you're gonna sit back over the weekend, you're stuck in snow or whatever, there's the one to go for. All right, so let's hit up the Kitty movie first. It's wild to see Legos wobbling around, but how brilliant for the Lego people, because they are just, like, making money over these Legos. Last Christmas, I went to Legoland. My aunt lives by there, so she got us free passes, and we went, and it's like a new world when you go into Legoland, let me tell you. And there's only a couple of them in the United States. And it seemed like that day when I was there, everybody was like Swedish or from Norwegian territory somewhere. It was crazy. So this is the movie that pays the homage to the great Legos. It's called The Lego Movie. Let me say it again. Morgan Freeman is one of the voices. Will Arnett, Elizabeth Banks, Chris Pratt. Take a listen.
Good morning, apartment. Ready to start the day.
Jumping jacks. Hit them. One. Two. Three. I am so pumped up! Yes! Overpriced coffee.
That's $37.
Awesome!
Everything is awesome.
Oh my gosh, I love this song!
Everything is awesome.
Ah, no, guys, wait up! Where am I?
Come with me if you want to not die.
What is happening?
You're the special. And the prophecy states that you're the most important person in the universe. That's you, right?
Yes. That's me.
Relax, everybody. I'm here.
Batman? Awesome!
Who are you here to see?
I'm here to see your butt.
Oh, my gosh.
Ow. First try.
My fellow master builders.
Hello!
Lord Business plans to end the world as we know it. There is yet one hope. The special has arisen.
I know what you're thinking. He is the least qualified person to lead us. And you are right.
A house divided against itself would be better than this.
Abraham Lincoln!
I'm not the special.
I'm just a regular, normal guy.
You have the ability to be the special because I believe in you.
Robots, destroy him!
Aloha, loser!
We'll wing it. It's a bad pun.
Take him to the melding chamber.
Isn't there supposed to also be a good cop?
Hi, buddy. Would you like a glass of water?
Yeah, actually.
Too bad.
We are entering your mind.
What?
I don't think he's ever had an original thought.
That's not true. Introducing the double-decker couch. So everyone could watch TV together and be buddies.
That is literally the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Let me handle this. That idea is just the worst.
To the Batmobile. Dang it.
To the invisible jet. Dang it.
I see grandchildren or children wanting to go to this movie, or nieces and nephews. PG, 1 hour, 40 minutes. Probably love it. The next movie is the movie that I think is pretty good because I like history, and I know a lot of you like history, and this is World War II, and this platoon picked by FDR, tasked by FDR anyway, to go into Germany and rescue authentic artistic masterpieces from the Nazi thieves and return them so that the world still has this piece of history. George Clooney, Matt Damon, Bill Murray, Cate Blanchett, a lot of people in this one. Here's The Monuments Men.
Want to get into the war?
Monuments Men.
I'm to put a team together and do our best to protect buildings, bridges, and art before the Nazis destroy everything.
How many men?
Six.
Jesus.
Well, with you at seven.
That's much better.
So you want to go into a war zone with some architects and artists and tell our boys what they can and cannot
blow up.
That's right. Aren't we a little old for that?
Yes.
We go through basics and then we wait for orders.
Basic?
We'll help.
Basic training. Oh, boy.
You could destroy an entire generation of people's culture. It's as if they never existed.
We got company.
Frank, we gotta go!
That's what Hitler wants. And it's the one thing we can't allow.
So we get to shoot some Nazis?
It's your responsibility now.
I've never shot at anyone before.
He really wanted it all.
We better get it back. What do you got?
I seem to have stepped on a landmine.
Why would you do something like that?
What do you got?
Lieutenant here seems to have found himself on top of an unexploded mine.
Why would you do that?
You all been spending too much time together.
All right, that's self-explanatory. We're going to end on this note. 1 hour, 58 minutes for that one, by the way. Vampire Academy. Sounds seductive, doesn't it? PG-13, 1 hour, 44 minutes. Check it out.
What's the last time you ate?
Are you sure about this?
Bon appetit.
What are friends for?
I should probably point out that my best friend, Lissa Dragomir, is a royal member of an ancient race. And yeah, like most creatures with fangs, they live off blood. My name is Rose Hathaway, and I've been sworn to protect the royal bloodline with my life.
Look alive! Rose Hathaway is wild, dangerous.
Insubordinate.
Right here, folks. Right here.
I heard you were going to take on two guys at once.
And this is Vampire Academy.
Please don't say Vampire Academy. You know how I feel about the V word.
Back off, blood whore. He's mine now.
God, I hate high school.
Lisa is a possible successor to the throne.
She'd know by now if us weird doesn't begin to cover it.
Oh, my God. I don't know what's going to happen tonight. At this point, I can't remember who loves us and who hates us. Let's make tonight our bitch.
There's a bigger threat still out there.
Let's just keep our heads down and stay under the radar.
How's that under the radar plan working out, Highness?
Not so much.
Are you nuts? What are you thinking? Trust me, you do not want to have to get a nose job in Montana. A female, especially one who lives off of blood and magic, is going to have her mood swings. Everyone thought that I'd try to take the high road. Sort of.
All right, if you go to the movie, send us a cheap review to americatonight.net. Stick with us.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Voters for a long time. How many times have I said on this show, I don't care if you're right of right or left of left or somewhere in between, and boy, there's a whole bunch of us that are in between. How long have we said that on America Tonight, that what about the independent voters? Somebody who's very concerned about those voters is Chad Peace. He's in our virtual green room right now. He joins us. Chad, more and more, the independent voter is the growing bunch, if you will, out there, isn't it?
Well, it is, and I think one of the things that's hard is because we all have different definitions of what an independent voter is. I think a lot of the, you know, political consultants and the people on the mainstream news media try to label independent voters one by their party registration. I fundamentally believe, as the organizations I work with, that independent voters are hard to define because they're very, very diverse. And it's not an ideology, it's not a party affiliation, but it's a state of mind. And that you can find independent voters within the Democratic Party, within the Republican Party. They could be libertarians, or they could be not registered at all. They could be Greens, and so on. Is that independent voters are really just those voters who don't accept in totality everything the Democrats say is right or everything the Republicans say is right, and really look at representatives and people as individuals and not by their party label.
Yeah, well said. Here's to no labels, actually, too. So you, one of the things that you do is you've got the Independent Voter Network, and tell me what the outreach is there.
Well, the Independent Voter Network is it's a platform, you know, so it does not take positions on policy itself. We're really just a platform that we open up to journalists, representatives, you know, civic leaders to utilize as a news outlet, where all we require is that anybody who publish on that site meet four simple etiquette guidelines. No partisan attack, no personal attacks, substantiate what you say, and no self-promotion, meaning make it about the news, not about you, right? If you're doing something, mm-hmm. write about why it's newsworthy. Yeah. And so what we're doing with IVN is just simply provide an outlet for people who want to talk to each other. And we believe that if we can have a place where we can get out information where the environment isn't so divisive, we can bring independent-minded voters from all over the place to have more substantive conversation.
Yeah, do you think that's part of the problem, that because people stick by, well, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican, I'm of whatever party, and so that's it. This, I just go down the list, and that's who I hang with, and we are not having these conversations, and that's part of the problem that we sort of need to put an end to, not sort of, but need to put an end to all this partisanship that's out there?
Well, I think so, and I don't think anybody individually is really to blame for that atmosphere, but I think it's the... I think if anything's to blame, it's just the common acceptance that we believe that we have this two-party system, and not so much the two-party system itself, but the fact that the two parties are so institutionalized that we think of everything in context of what does this issue mean for the Republicans, or what does this issue mean for the Democrats? And
yeah.
we don't have the conversation of what is this issue in the first place, right? So we allow the parties to define what the debate is. And as a consequence, voters of any party affiliation, it's natural to think, okay, well, for me to participate in the political process, I have to define myself as being this Republican or this Democrat that's been standardized in the larger debate, right? So I think
yeah.
part of it is creating an atmosphere where representatives are accountable to more than just that small segment of the electorate that says, yes, I'm a Democrat on everything the Democratic Party says, and vice versa.
Now, do you think there's a lot of, I feel this way in doing the show that I do, people are really concerned about all kinds of issues, and they really don't want to label themselves. They're the kind of people you're talking about, but they feel very disenfranchised. Do you think there are a lot of people in that boat?
Well, I think there's no doubt there's a lot of people in that boat, and there's lots of empirical evidence as well. I mean, you know, we have a 10% approval rating of our representatives. Almost 46%, I think the latest Gallup poll is 46% of voters self-identify as independent voters. And then you have states like New Jersey, where in order to vote in a primary, you're required to join a party. But despite that, 47% of their voters have still said, I'm not joining you, even if that's the only way for me to vote in the primary. So, and I mean, that goes on in state by state by state, that you have election laws requiring people to join a party in order to vote. And despite that, people are still in huge numbers exiting the parties. And I think that goes, you know, the question is, yeah, that's evidence that more and more and more people don't want to define themselves within the constructs that I think are really narrowing and narrowing and narrowing issues into, you know, simplistic talking points that really aren't substantive.
Yeah, well said. Why not get down into the concrete and really dig a little bit harder instead of what's there on the surface? And do you think that's just because it's eroded over a period of time? That's my philosophy. I think that's how it kind of broke down, the money, huge dollars being directed and being able to push policy because of how much was donated and all that kind of stuff, that it just sent us spiraling into this kind of direction, especially in the last couple of decades. What do you think?
No, I think absolutely. This didn't happen just overnight. I think it's really, if you look over the last, you know, really over more than 100 years, it's been a steady erosion. And that's why I say you can't blame a single person. But it's really over the years, the parties themselves, through their representatives that were elected as members of a party, have done things like change the district boundaries through gerrymandering, right? They've created ballot access laws that if you're not a part of the Democrat or Republican Party, here's a bunch of requirements that you must be a bajillionaire in order for you to meet them, right? And then they've gone in the courtrooms. And lately, the parties have been going into courts from Hawaii and Iowa, states that have open primary systems that allow independents to vote. And they've gone into the courts and said, they can't vote in our primaries because these are our private primaries and they're messing up our process, which I think there is a lot of merit to their argument. They are private organizations. But the courts and the parties don't address the second question is, if they're private organizations, why don't we ever question, well, why are they taking taxpayer funds to run their private primaries and then saying, well, you're a taxpayer that funded this, but because you didn't join my organization, you can't vote in it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a combination of, you know, legislation, precedent set in the courts, gerrymandering, and all of these factors come together slowly over hundreds of years or so to create a process where more and more and more voters get disenfranchised. And so how that relates to the money problem, right? For every voter that gets removed, gets disenfranchised from the system, that's less people that the money has to influence, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So the moneyed interests have an interest in reducing the amount of people that can actually participate because it makes it easier for them to affect it.
Absolutely. And voter turnout. I mean, you see how low the voter turnout is. If we could flip things around, because you make a lot of sense, it's stuff that we talk about often here on America Tonight, the conversation. Wouldn't it be great to see an influx of voters that really want to go and vote and have that pride of being able to be part of the conversation? Is that one of your end goals as well?
Well, absolutely. And I think, you know, a lot of the popular debate talks about when they talk about there's low voter turnout because people don't care, they don't want to participate. Well, I think if you look, you know, you have to think about it in the context of real life, right? We have people who need to take care of their kids. You know, they're taking their kids to a football game. They're folding their laundry. They're trying to get a job. And then they go and turn on their TV. And as much as they want to get engaged and do their civic duty to get involved and know what's going on in politics, all they see are two sides, superficial debate going on where people are yelling at each other and talking about issues that the average person says, I don't agree with either one of them. So why would we then expect them to turn the TV off and be like, wow, I want to get involved in that. I want to spend the limited time that I have in my day, aside from all the things that affect my life on a day-to-day basis, and get involved in this mudslinging match where it doesn't do anything to make my life immediately better.
Yeah, well said. Well said. So if somebody wants to find you, they can go to npartisanship.com. Where else?
They can go to, npartisanship.com, forward.org, so it doesn't matter. They can also find the new site, ivn.us. And I would say those are the two best places to find out about what we're doing in terms of the news and in terms of our legal strategy to challenge the current system. And I encourage anybody and everybody to get involved, and they can email me directly at chad@ivn.us if they have any questions for me.
Yeah, boy, I hope those numbers swell. I think it's great what you're doing, and to have that conversation move forward is just terrific. Chad Peace, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Thanks, Chad. We'll talk to you again in the future.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back to America. Tonight in our virtual green room, Chris Ann Hall. She's an attorney and a former prosecutor, actually, who was fired because she was teaching the Constitution after work. We'll get the details from her. She's also a disabled vet of the U.S. Army. Boy, she's got a Russian linguist. That would come in handy now when we're talking about the Olympics and a whole slew of other things. Chris Ann, again, thanks for popping on ATN.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure.
All right. First, because we have the Olympics coming up, I'd be remiss not to ask you this. A Russian linguist. So how did you, when did you learn Russian, and tell us about that?
Well, I when I joined the Army, they picked the language for me.
Wow.
So you, when you join the Army and you take this test to get in, and if you score high on a test, then they give you the job to be a linguist, and then you have to take another test to determine what language you're able to learn, and based on that test, they gave me Russian.
Wow! So you're fluent in Russian, or pretty good with Russian?
Oh, I'm pretty good now. I was a whole lot better 10 years ago.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Yeah. So it's interesting. So some of those words we can't pronounce. If you're watching the Olympics, you'll be able to pronounce them, won't you?
That's right.
Good for you.
Well, not only that, I had to know a lot of the, we didn't just become fluent reading, writing, and speaking, but we also became culturally fluent. So the Olympics in Russia is a very interesting dynamic, and watching Putin play his cards through this whole Russian thing has been something that's been very very interesting for someone who has that kind of background.
Yeah, so tell us, what's your take on that? I mean, you saw them the other day. You know, there's people are talking about the Olympic Village is half construction. There's still construction going on, and there's all kinds of problems in the village. And more importantly, security is the number one issue. They're talking about these toothpaste tubes and all of that. What's your take on what you're seeing from your point of view?
Well, you know, my point of view is more of a relationship type of view between the neighboring countries. You know, we have all those, you've got Georgia and the neighboring countries there that are very unhappy with Russia. And because of where, you know, I believe that Putin picked this spot, this exact spot for the Olympics to just thumb his nose up at those, at the two neighboring countries there and, instate them into some type of activity so he could go in and take, them back by force.
Yeah, you're not alone in that opinion. There are other people that are saying the same thing, that that's why, and why did the Olympic Committee in all its wisdom pick them in the first place? And now we're seeing the other aspects of it and how it's being rolled out from the point of view of targeting that area. What are your thoughts on that? Because, you know, obviously the security wasn't shared either. That would kind of go along with what you're saying with Putin. The Russians really aren't sharing what they did leading up to the Olympics, and now everybody else is scrambling to try to make it sure it's all secure. What do you think as far as security is concerned? Because we know there's a lot of people that say they would not go to Russia, that it just is not safe. They wouldn't take their families there.
Well, you know, I just sort of chuckle because the idea that the Russians would be sort of open and forthcoming with anything they're doing is really sort of amusing to me, which is, you know, the country should have gone into this expecting that. I mean, it's just who the Russian government is. When Putin, you know, there's no such thing as former KGB, okay? That's the one thing that we have to remember. They describe Putin as former KGB. There's no such thing. And so this is who Putin is. And, you know, the whole dynamics of the thing is, and I don't mean this in a sort of, you know, callous sort of way, is really sort of amusing because we know who they are and we know how they act. And the fact that we're running around surprised by that is amazing to me.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. The whole idea of former KGB, I've talked to enough people that they would echo that same thing. People who were on the other side of that for the U.S., for example. All right, tell us your story. What happened to you, the reason that you were fired because you were teaching the Constitution after work? Who were you teaching the Constitution to, and how did that all go down?
Well, I was teaching to Republican executive committees, to grassroots groups. I had even taught our local elementary school a First Amendment lesson. And I had also attended, I guess really the crescendo of the whole thing was I attended a tax rally in front of our courthouse. And then I also went on our local talk radio show because at that time, I live in Florida, and so at that time our state attorney, our attorney general, Bill McCollum, had just filed the lawsuit against Obamacare. And so the local talk radio show knew that I had this history in constitutional law and wanted me to come and talk about the unconstitutionality of Obamacare. And I guess, you know, I never kept it any secret what I was doing. I didn't feel like I needed to hide the fact that, you know, when I got off work, I went and taught the Constitution. But my boss didn't like that very much, and he sent me an email and told me that I had to cease and desist all my association with right-wing fringe groups, and then explained to me that since I worked for the government, to advocate for limited government was an ethical conflict of interest.
Wow. Well, and especially since you were so open about it, obviously that's pretty interesting. What was the reaction of the people you worked with?
Well, fear, actually. Everybody shut up. I mean, really. It got very quiet around there because I was given an ultimatum. You stop doing this or you stop working here. And I had practiced First Amendment law for 2 years. And I knew that they that my boss couldn't make this ultimatum of me, but I still had a choice to make. So my husband is a pastor, and he had just taken over a church, and that brand new church, and was receiving no salary at all. So our only income was my job. And we had to make the decision, you know, because I had already been teaching for several months. I had taught over 1,000 people at that time that history repeats itself, and we are going to see a day when we, you and I, are going to have to, and I said this back in 2009, you and I are going to have to stand up and defend our own liberty, just like our framers did. And the question became the one, you know, to our family was, okay, so now this question has come to you, is what is your sacrifice going to be? And my husband and I discussed it. We thought it would be really pretty hypocritical of us to say, you know, you're going to have to stand, but now that we have to, it's too much. So we just simply stepped out by faith and said, you know what, we believe that liberty is a gift from God, and we're going to stand for it. And that's basically how we got here today. I told him this is my First Amendment, and I'm not going to let you take it from me. And by the way, it's not just mine. It belongs to my child. And my child's liberty is worth more than my paycheck. And so we just stepped out, and that's, we are working now on year number 4.
Wow.
Just this past year, I taught 265 constitutional training sessions in 22 states.
Wow. 260?
265 in 22 states.
In 22 states. And so there's a thirst for more knowledge, I guess, on the Constitution, I bet.
That's right. That's right. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that I have sort of a little niche. Nobody else is teaching what I'm teaching. I've laid out the 700 years that it took to write the Constitution. And there are 5 fundamental documents that had to be written over those 700 years. They're documents that I call the genealogy of the Constitution. So just like if your great-grandfather had never lived, you wouldn't be here. These 5 documents are just that essential to the drafting of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And the absolute stunning thing about this history lesson that I teach is that the tyranny of the past 1,000 years absolutely parallels what we see going on in government today. I mean, it's just absolutely shocking. The people who hear this lesson, their mouth hangs open at just how precisely we are repeating history. And then I not only teach the history, but on weekends I teach a 6-hour workshop, 5-hour workshop, really it's 6 hours in time, where I go through the history of the Constitution in detail, and then I walk through the Bill of Rights 1 through 10. And explain where they came from, what they mean, what our framer intended for us to have, and how we're missing a mark today. And I do this all from a historical perspective, not from an opinion perspective. So everything that I teach is from the words of the framers themselves. And I work really hard to make sure I'm historically accurate and don't inject a philosophy in opinion.
Yeah, knowledge is a powerful thing. Good for you. That's great that you're teaching that. And we'll tell everybody, if you want to know more about Chris Ann Hall, go to chrisannhall.com. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.